Praise God. So today, hallelujah, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'm excited. I'm excited for every last one that's in the house today because God has a plan in every last heart, in every last life. Amen. That He has a plan for each and every one of us. And you may say, you may not understand how you got here or why you're here, but God knew you would be here. Amen. So He wants to speak to your hearts and lives today. So I just encourage you to keep your ears and your heart open to receive what the Spirit of God wants to say to each and every one of us. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul writes in verse 3, he says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, according to the Word of God. The Word of God said in Isaiah 53:5, for He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we were made whole. And He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Jesus said in Matthew 12:40, "Even as Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth." And that he was seen of Cephas and then of the 12. After that, He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, He was seen of James and of the apostles. And last of all, He was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. So we find that Jesus, we're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus was witnessed by many witnesses for 40 days. Now, if you had 500 witnesses and you went to court, it would be a proven case, right? So why in the world, if there are so many witnesses, why do so many people fail to believe that Jesus is alive? Because the Bible says the natural man does not understand the things of God. They are foolishness to them because they're spiritually discerned. I want to speak to you about what Jesus said before He left earth, before what instructions He gave to you and I, His church, and to each and every one of us that is gathered here today. You know, when I was looking at this word this week, the Lord was speaking to my heart about just who Jesus was speaking to. You see, Jesus was speaking to a group of men and women that slept while He wept. Jesus was speaking to a group of people that failed Him when He was nailed. Jesus was speaking to a group of people that fled while He bled. Jesus was speaking to a group of people that defected even after He was resurrected. And Jesus is speaking to a people just like you and I. In other words, what Jesus is saying to you and I before we ever get into the Word, there's not none that are too far gone for me. He is called the broken. He is called the sinner. He is called the outcast. God has called each and every one that's gathered together in this room today. God has called you. He's called you and separated you to Himself so He can work in and through your life. Amen. When Jesus was standing up in Matthew 28, and as He began to speak to His those that were gathered, the very ones that had defected from Him, He said, He opened with these words in Matthew 28:18, which is our text today. He says, and He said unto them, "All power has been given to me in heaven and earth." Now, when you look at that word power, it comes from the Greek word exousia. It's spelled E-X-O-U-S-I-A, if you're taking notes. And that word basically means authority. Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore." When He said, "Go ye therefore," He transferred the authority. Amen. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things that I've commanded thee. And lo, I am with you even until the end of the world. I want you to understand that he is still with you. He is still just as close as the call of his name. Amen. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. Amen. He's alive and well. He's alive and well in you, and he's alive and well in me. To illustrate this, look with me in Ephesians chapter 1. And I'll get in the message here in a minute. Verse number 19. The word of God says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, to the church, to the church, to the church, to you and I. The authority's been transferred to you and I, to the church, to the church, to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. God wants you to understand today that he's transferred authority to you and I. Amen. That you and I are empowered to be children of God. You and I are empowered to share the gospel. You and I are empowered to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You and I are empowered to raise the dead. Hallelujah. The same Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He is a God that's alive and well. He's alive in you and he's alive in me. Amen. So today, the title of this message this morning is, he's alive so we can thrive. Now, Webster's defines the word thrive as to be healthy, to be well, to flourish, to be successful, to be prosperous. Matter of fact, the word of God says in 3 John verse 2, he says, I wish, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. God wants you and I to prosper. Today, he wants you to understand three things I want to share with you this morning. I'll calm down in a minute. He's alive to direct you and I. He's alive to defend us. And praise God, he's alive to deliver us. Praise God, every last one. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration together in the house? When you say these words, these are not just words. What we're saying is saying, hey, Lord, I'm going to open up and let you speak to me today. So let's make this declaration in the house. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is receptive. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here today to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So, Father, I just pray this morning that you speak to this vessel, Father God. May the words that come forth bring life to every hearer. Father God, your word is to edify, to exhort, and to comfort everyone that's gathered in this house. So, Father God, I thank you for everything you're going to do. Father, if there's anyone here today that does not know you to be their Lord and their Savior, may this be the day of their salvation. For those that are maybe here that have drifted away, they're not that place they once were with you, may this be the day of their return. And for the entire body, may we be joined together in unity in Christ Jesus, and we'll never cease to give you all praise and glory. For I ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I'm so grateful that I serve a living God. Amen. Amen. You know, the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink. It's in joy and peace. It's in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, this is a celebrating day for the church. Amen. This is a celebrating day for us. Man, death was defeated today. Hello? Death was defeated today. I don't have to ever fear death. My Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Whether absent or present, I belong to Him. I never taste death. You and I will not taste death because He lives. You and I live also. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, the Lord was speaking to me. He said, you know, so many times His children lose direction. Come on. They lose direction. They were heading in the right way. They were going in the right direction. And something happened. Either God didn't show up like they thought they would, or somebody offended them, or somebody hurt them, or they were looking at the wrong thing, and they just got off in the path, and they veered off, and they got out here somewhere. They got out here, and they just can't figure out how to get back. They've lost direction. You know, and the Word of God says in Psalms 37, 23, the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. You know, when we traveled last week to a play, there's a Garmin. Is it called a Garmin? Is that what it's called? That mouthy woman? What's that called?
Oh, Miss Mouth.
Miss Mouth. Is it called a Garmin? Garmin, okay? A GPS, okay? A GPS. And in this GPS, when you get off the beaten path, the GPS says you're going to U-turn, all right? Turn back around. What does she say? I'm recalculating, or I'm rerouting. And what God wants you to understand today, there's no recalculating or rerouting. It's always the same way. It's always the same way. You know, the Word of God says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. See what happened there is everybody got to use their mind for a moment. You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the GPS. The Holy Spirit's with the GPS, man. When I'm going the wrong direction, that GPS that's within me don't have any problem saying, hey, you're going the wrong way. Make a U-turn. Recalculate. Get back on the right path. Amen? Get back on the right path. Stop looking to the left, stop looking to the right, but keep your eyes upon the prize. The Word of God says, any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Amen? So sometimes as we're going down life's highway, sometimes we get off the beaten path. You know, in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5, the Word of God says, and the Lord directs your hearts unto the love of God and unto the patient waiting for Christ. You know, nobody in these days likes to wait. I get angry sometimes when my computer isn't fast enough. We're all microwave minded. We want it in a flash. Everything in a flash. But he talks about to you and I about patient waiting. You know, someone in this house has asked God for something and you didn't get what you were looking for. You didn't get what you were seeking. And you know what? You changed your mind. You know, the Lord was reminding me of that in Daniel chapter 10. Daniel was given a vision. He was asking the Lord for interpretation. And the Bible says that the very day that Daniel prayed, the answer was on its way back. But there was a battle in Persia. There was a battle in the heavenlies. And it took 21 days, and the Prince Michael came and helped them break through with the answer. I believe so many times that when we're expecting, we're waiting, and we're expecting something from God, and we don't get it in the time that we thought, all of a sudden we give up on what we asked for. And I believe the Lord just says, okay, come back. They don't want it no more. Amen? My Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. In other words, sometimes when you're seeking God, you're looking for God, you got off of the wrong path, you need just to wait on the Lord. To wait on the Lord. You know, I know so many times in our lives that we live in a hard world. God never promised anybody a rose garden. We're going to go through some hard and trying times. Amen? But God says that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Comforted how? By God's presence. Not comforted always getting your answer. You know, death comes upon every household and every family, and there's times of mourning, and you'll never really ever, my mom passed away 34 years ago, and I still mourn. There's times that I mourn because I miss her, because she's not there, but I have a God that comforts me. I have a God that brings me joy. I have a God in His Word that promises me that where my mom is in heaven, I'm going to be joined together again. And I look for that day. I look for that time, not only with my mom, but my dad. Not only with my mom and my dad, but I got a couple nephews also. Amen? That we're going to be joined together. Amen? That, you know, so He says to you and I in James chapter 5, verse number 7, He says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. You know, He's talking about a husbandman's a farmer. And when a farmer plants crop in the field, amen. And he's expecting the crop to come out of the field. And just because next week or the week after it doesn't come up, he isn't going to go dig up that corn or dig up that plant and reseed it again. He's going to wait for it to come up. And he isn't just going to go and harvest it either. He's going to wait till it turns right. He's going to wait until the harvest is right. And God knows God's timing is always perfect. He is never late. He is never late. So if you've been expecting or you've been waiting for something from the Lord, don't grow weary in well-doing. For in due season you'll reap if you faint not. Don't give up on the promise. All the promises of God in Him are what? Yes, amen. Yes and amen. And if you've lost direction, if you veered off of the path, Jesus says in John 14, 6, He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. In other words, there's no other way to get there but through Jesus. It's not about your good works. It's not about your good deeds. It's not about the good things you do, even though God rewards you for your goodness. It's by faith in Jesus Christ. For by grace you are saved by faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In other words, if somebody gives you a gift and you had to do something to receive the gift, it wouldn't be a gift. So what God has to offer to you and I first is He's alive to give us direction to heaven. Amen? You know, you might be here today also, and you may find yourself in a place where you're feeling defenseless. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. You know, I picked up some things and when I was off in that path and I went off the wrong direction, and I picked up some things, and those things have control over me. I just feel defenseless. I want you to understand that He's here to defend you. Amen? You know, Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 18, verse number 10, he said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in it and they're safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Or they are safe. Amen? That God is here to defend you. Amen? In other words, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness and high places. Our battle is not with people. So if you've been hurt by people, forgive them. Because if you're walking in unforgiveness, you're still carrying it. They might be walking around free and you're walking in bondage. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, the Word of God says in Hebrews 13:6 that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen? God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen? Because fear by itself has some torment. But perfect love casts out all fear. Amen? And God's perfect love is shining down to you and I today to cast out fear. Well, Pastor, you don't understand that. I don't know if I'm ready to go in that direction, because if I go in direction, I know there's some things I'm going to have to leave behind. Well, I guess if you know, when you look at that, well, those things that you have to leave behind are the very things that are trying to kill you. They're the very things that are trying to take your life. Amen? God's here to set some captives free. He's here to open some prison doors. Amen? We serve a God that's alive. Come on. Tell him he's alive. Amen? Hey, tell your next door neighbor that your Redeemer lives. Amen? We're not serving a dead God. We're serving a God that's alive. He's alive in me and he's alive in you. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, the psalmist writes in Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. You know, God is alive. Jesus is alive to direct you and I to the Father. He is alive to defend you and I. Amen. He's alive to deliver us. Amen. I thank God for my deliverer. Amen. I know it was the deliverer that came in my room on October the 12th, 1997, when he delivered me from crack cocaine. Amen. He was the deliverer. He's the same deliverer that came in today that's here today. He's alive and well. He's here to deliver. Amen. Amen. Who in the house has God delivered? Lift your hand up for a moment. Praise God. Amen. Oh, I love to show off God. Amen. You know, when Jesus stood up and spoke in Luke chapter 4, verse number 18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has anointed us to preach some good news. Hallelujah. We got some good news. Amen. 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 Praise God. I just like to see smiles. You know, when I just reflect on what the Lord has done, what the Lord has done in our hearts and lives, and all He's already done for you and I, it puts a joy in your heart. Amen. You know, I was wondering, you know, when you put a smile on your face, people wonder what you're up to. Amen. And guess what? I'm up to some Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm up to some Jesus. I've shared it before and I'll share it again. I got a buzz now like I never had before. I get high all the time on Jesus and I don't have a hangover. I don't feel bad the next day. I don't have to run from the law. I don't have to look in my rearview mirror. I don't have to keep all my shades closed. I can just be wide open. I can just be high as a kite all day long. And I'm not getting high on anything the world has to give. I'm getting high on Jesus. Amen. I go out there and run in the park and I'm just smiling and worshiping. People think I'm a nut, probably. Amen. I'm a nut for Jesus. Hallelujah. I was a nut in this world and I'm crazier for it. I want to be a radical man of God. Hallelujah. I don't want to be some old dead preacher. I want to be alive and well. God is alive in you and I. He's alive. Death and hell has been destroyed and the power of God is in the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah! You know, He's delivered you and I out of the power of darkness, and He's translated us into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. Man, sometimes I just wish I could just fly a little bit. Woo! 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 Oh. Hallelujah. It was probably pretty scary. You're probably blessed that you're blind. Can we get a little radical for Jesus? Come on, church. Can we get radical for Him? Amen. 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 Come on, hell. Amen. 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 You know, when I was a sloppy drunk, when I was a sloppy drunk, I didn't matter. It didn't matter who I slobbered on. It didn't matter who I fell on. It didn't matter what I did. Why do we get so frozen when we talk about Jesus? He isn't a mummy. He's a living God. He's alive. He's alive and well. He's alive and well in each and every one of your lives. And if He isn't alive and well in your life yet, He'll be alive and well in your life before you leave today. Amen. You know, God just tells us that, you know, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There isn't one person in this room that has not sinned. The problem with our sin, the Word of God says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God loves each and every one of us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. What Jesus did for you and I is He died on the cross, the hand, arose from the grave. He paid the penalty for all of our sins and purchased each and every one of us a place in heaven. You know, we like sheep have all gone astray, to each our own way, and the Lord laid upon Him the iniquity of us all. And this gift is received one way, by putting your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. The Bible says He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And no man can come to the Father but by the Son. I've shared this before, and I want to share this in closing today. Well, Pastor, that was pretty quick.
Yeah.
God said what he wanted to say. You know, I want to share because it's Easter Sunday. And I was raised in a Christian home. My dad was a preacher. My granddad was a preacher. And every Easter, like a service today, I would go to church. And every Easter, I would pick up Jesus. And I'd make him my Savior. I'd leave the church. I'd be good all the way through Sunday. And then Monday would come. And I'd lay him back down and go back on life's highway. Then the following Easter, I would go back to church, my dad's church again. I'd pick him up to be my Savior again. But on Monday, I would put him back down. But there was something that took place on October the 12th, 1997, in the bedroom of my home. That day, I made him Lord of my life, just not my Savior. I made him my Lord. And from that day, my life began to change. That day, I was delivered from an 18-year cocaine addiction in a very moment. God delivered me in a moment because I chose to make him the Lord over my life and not just my Savior. And God is saying this to the church today. You may be here today and you may have lost direction. You may be here today and you may feel defenseless against the things that have been coming against you. You may be here today and you may be dominated by something that has domination over you. But God says, who the Son is made free is free indeed. And all God is saying to you and I today, in closing today, is simply this: whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon him today? Bow your heads and let us pray.